Sir James Galway, the world's finest flautist, and some of his friends there, and a piece entitled Crowley's Reel, some fine Irish traditional music. I promised you earlier we might have another track from Foster and Allen. Well, here they are telling us all about a cottage in the country.
There's an old cottage waiting in the country, waiting for someone to call. There's an old kettle boiling by the fire. There's an old welcome mat in the hall. There's an old mum and dad there waiting for a son that's been gone for so long. There's an old cottage waiting in the country, waiting for that boy to come home. Many years ago he had to leave them and travel far across the stormy sea to fight for the things that he believed in, with a song and a guitar on his knee. But they hoped and they prayed he return to them, though the weeks slowly turned into years. Many nights they have been so lonely, and many nights there had been many tears. There's an old cottage waiting in the country, waiting for someone to call. There's an old kettle boiling by the fire. There's an old welcome mat in the hall. There's an old mom and dad there waiting for a son that's been gone for so long. There's an old cottage waiting in the country, waiting for that boy to come home. The old man is tired and weary, his back bent over with age. The old woman, she sits by the fire and just gazes into the flames. On a table that's standing beside her are the pictures of a son she misses so. The son she held and kissed so dearly when he left her so many years ago. There's an old cottage waiting in the country, waiting for someone. There's an old kettle boiling by the fire. There's an old welcome mat in the hall. There's an old mom and dad there waiting for a son that's been gone for so long. There's an old cottage waiting in the country, waiting for that boy to come home. There's an old cottage waiting in the country, waiting for that boy to come home.
There's an old cottage waiting in the country, waiting for that boy to come home. Foster and Allen with a sort of a country lilt about it, would you not agree? Now it's the turn of one of my favourite Irish singers, no longer with us. He's gone to God. Brendan O'Dowda. I think we have Brendan on the program every week. I think he has a nice, clear voice. Now, first of all, let me tell you, you all know about Sounds Irish, that it doesn't necessarily have to be an Irish song. It will have some connection with Ireland. And in this case, it's a case that the singer is Irish. Brendan O'Dowda, who hails from County Louth, the smallest county in Ireland, and loves Old Sweet Song. And just to point out also that this is a track a little longer than we usually have, but I'm sure you'll agree it's too good to fade.
Once in the dear dead days beyond recall, when on the world the mists began to fall, out of the dreams that rose in happy throng, lo, to our hearts love sang an old sweet song. And in the dusk where fell the firelight gleam, softly it wove itself into a dream. Just a song at twilight, when the lights are low, and the flickering shadows softly come and go. Though the heart be weary, sad the day and long, still to us at twilight comes love's old song, comes love's old song. Today we hear love's song of yore. Deep in our hearts it dwells forevermore. Footsteps may falter, weary grow the way. Still we can hear it at the close of day. So till the end, when life's dim shadows fall, love will be far the sweetest song of all. Just a song at twilight, when the lights are and the flickering shadows softly come and go. Though the heart be weary, sad the day and long, still to us at
I love the way he ends that. Beautiful, soft, clear note at the end. Brendan O'Dowda and Love's Old Sweet Song. Okay, we're going to change the style a bit and liven it up with a bit of fun from Sean O'Shea. Remember, Sean, we've been playing his version of Will You Go, Lassie Go over the last couple of weeks. But here Sean's having a bit of fun telling us about the story of a young man who the devil came and took his wife back to hell and she caused so much trouble in hell. I tell you what, listen to the lyrics from Sean O'Shea. Must have been some woman. Sean O'Shea there. I think it was a couple of weeks ago, maybe a bit further back than that, I played Paddy Riley's version of A Bunch of Time, Come All You Maidens Young and Fair. I want to play for you now a version of it that I came across the other day from Val Dunican. Val hailed from County Waterford and then moved over to England and made, well, he became a huge icon in the 80s it was, but he never forgot his Irishness. Listen to Val Dunican singing a song, Come All You Maidens Young and Fair, All You Who Are Blooming in Your Prime.
Come all ye maidens young and fair, all you who are blooming in your prime, always beware and keep your garden fair. Let no man steal away your time. For time, it is a precious thing, and time brings all things to my mind. Time with all its labors, and time with all its joys. Yes, time brings all things to my mind. Once she had a bunch of time, and she thought it never would decay. Then came a lusty sailor who chanced to pass away. He stole bunch of tied away. Then the sailor gave to her a rose, and he said it never would decay. He gave it to her to keep her reminded of when he stole her time away. So come all ye maidens young and fair, all you who are blooming in your prime, always beware and keep your garden fair. Let no man steal. Let no man steal away your time.
If I may say so, a very young-sounding Val Doonigan there, and A Bunch of Time. I've told you countless times on the programme about how, when I worked with the band for 7 years, we were stationed in County Mayo, but we used to travel all over the world, playing in various Irish centres. One particular programme, we were doing it in Boston, I think it was, and we were 2 nights there, and on the first night, a gentleman came to the bandstand and he said, "Would you know the song Little Bridget Flynn?" Now, friends, I have to confess, I didn't. But the band leader knew it and he taught it to me that following morning at breakfast. And we did a little arrangement for it for the band. And the next night, on the second night of the stand, the guy was delighted with himself when we did this lovely version. Here we're going to hear a version by Noel McLaughlin telling us all about, "I've a nice slated house, I've a cow or two at grass, I've a plant garden running by the door, I've a shelter for the hens and a stable for the ass, but what could a man want more?" I'll tell you what, I leave it to Noel McLaughlin and he'll tell you all about it.
I've a nice slated house and a cow or two of grass, I've a plant garden running by the door, I've a shelter for the hens and a stable for the ass. Now what can a man want more? I don't know, maybe so, but a bachelor is easy and he's free, and I've lots to look after and I'm living all alone, but no one's looking after me. Now my father often tells me I should go and have a try to find a girl that owns a bit of land. I can tell the way he says it that there's someone in his eye, and me mother has the whole thing planned. I don't know, maybe so, but 'twould mollify them greatly to agree. Now there's little Bridget Flynn, she does her I'd love to win, but she never has an eye for me. There's a little girl that's worth her weight in gold, and that's a decent dowry, can't you see? And I mean to go and ask her just as soon as I get bold, if she'll come and have an eye for me. I don't know, will she go? But I'd love to have her sitting on me knee. And I'd sing like a thrush in a hawthorn bush. He should come and have an eye for me. I don't know, will she go? But I'd love to have her sitting on me knee. And I'd sing like a thrush in a hawthorn bush. He should come and have an eye for me.
I'd sing like a thrush in a hawthorn bush if she'd come and have an eye to me. Noel McLaughlin and little Bridget Flynn. Ah, happy memories. Now, before I play this next track, a little bit of explanation. First of all, it's by Planxty. They were a fabulous group around, what, the 70s and 80s, I think. And there's wonderful instrumentation on this. It's a song called The Blacksmith. It tells its own story of a man having his wicked way with a woman and that sort of thing. It's typically folk. It has a beautiful folky sound about it. But what appeals to me also is the instrumentation. It's fabulous. Listen to Planxty, a bit longer than we usually have, but nevertheless, too good to fade. Planxty and The Blacksmith. Tells a sad story.
A blacksmith courted me 9 months and better. He fairly won my heart, wrote me a letter. With his hammer in his hand, he looked quite clever. And if I was with my love, I'd live forever. But where is my love gone, with his cheeks like roses, and his good black billycock on, decked around with primroses? I'm afraid the scorching sun will shine and burn his beauty, and if I was with my love, I'd do my duty. Strange news is come to town, strange news is carried. Strange news flies up and down, that my love is married. I wish them both much joy, though they can't hear me. And may God reward him well, for the slighting of me. Don't you remember when you lay beside me, and you said you'd marry me and not deny me? If I said I'd marry you, it was only for to try you. So bring your witness, love, and I'll not deny you. Have I none save God Almighty? And may He reward you well for the slighting of me. Her lips grew pale and wan, it made her poor heart to tremble, to think she loved a one and he proved deceitful.
Thorshiv Geistocht sounds Irish Lemisha Joe Bollard. Out of breath just listening to that. Never mind dancing a jig entitled The Wren's Nest from Day Dannon. And now another big favourite on Sounds Irish, Dermot O'Brien. And Dermot's playing a lively one for us this week. I think we played the Dublin City Ramblers version of this a couple of weeks ago. Take a listen to Dermot O'Brien, and he's telling us all about he's going home, boys, home. He's got some of his friends with him as well.
Well, it's home, boys, home. Home I'd like to be. Home for a while in the old country. For the oak and the ash and the bunny round tree are all a-growing greener in the old country.
For when I was just a young lad, I longed to see the world. Sail across the same ships and see the sails unfurled. Oh, I went to seek me fortune on the far side of the hill. I wandered far and wide and now a travel I've had me fail.
And it's home, boys, home. Home I'd like to be. Home for a while in the old country. For the old
and the ash from the bunny round tree are all growing greener in the old country.
Oh, I left me love behind me and I sailed across the tide. I said that I'd come back again to take her for me bride. But many's the year has passed and gone and still I'm far away. For I know that she is fond and true and waiting for the day that I'll be home, boys, home.
Home I'd like to be, home for a while in the old country, where the oak and the ash and the bonny rowan tree are all grown greener in the old country.
For I've learned there's more to life than just to wander and to roam, and happiness and peace of mind can best be found at home. For money can't buy happiness and money can unbind, so I'm going back tomorrow to the girl I left behind. And it's home, boys, home.
Home I'd like to be, home for a while in the old country, where the oak and the ash and the bonny rowan tree are all growing greener in the old country. And it's home, boys, home. Home I'd like to be, home for a while in the old country, where the oak and the ash and the bonny rowan tree are all growing greener in the old country. And it's home, boys, home.
Hey there, Dermot O'Brien and his friends and homeboys home. On a recent programme of Sounds Irish, I played a track by Golden Bough. Can't remember exactly what it was. I'm going to play you another one of their tracks now. This has a lovely sort of folky feel about it. It's called My Lovely Irish Maid. And listen to the lyrics, because like a lot of Irish ballads, it tells a story.
As I rode out one morning so early as I strayed, it being all in the month of May, the birds sang in the shade, and the sun shone out right merrily, and following with pride were the primroses and daisies down by Blackwater side. I had not gone but half a mile when there by chance I spied two lovers talking as they walked down by Blackwater's side. And as he entwined her in his arms, these words to her he said, "It is when I am in America I'll prove true to my Irish maid. It's when you are in America some Yankee girls you'll find, and you'll have sweethearts of your own more pleasing to your eye. You will forget these promises and vows to me you made. Oh, stay at home and do not roam from your lovely Irish maid." "It is when I am in America some Yankee girls I'll see, but they must be very handsome to remind me love of thee. For there's not a flower in yonder grove, no bloom in yonder glade, that can remind me love of you, my lovely Irish maid." "It's many's the foolish youth," she said, "has fled to some foreign shore, leaving his own true love behind, perhaps to see no more. It's in the crossing of the Atlantic foam sometimes these graves are laid. Oh, stay at home and do not roam from your lovely Irish maid."
Thank you.
Like two fond hearts together, this couple did embrace. Like honey drops upon the dew, the tears roll down her face. Saying there's not a day that you're away, but I'll visit still these glades. Until you do return again to your lovely Irish maid.
Along with some fine singing there, some good instrumental work as well. Golden Bough and My Lovely Irish Maid.